Guys. Okay. I know you're not going to believe me. I know you're not going to believe me, but I have some really, really big news.
No, you don't.
I don't believe you got big news.
I know. Mm. My news always seems small.
I bet it's small news.
It's huge this time.
I'll wager it's medium.
Well, how you tell me,
okay,
on a scale of small to big, Disney? Mm.
Small.
Star
Wars?
They're one of the biggest companies in the world. They're huge. Are you kidding me? They're gigantic.
Yeah.
They're a conglomerate giant.
Pretty big, I guess.
Yeah. I judge them by, medium. I'll raise it up a little.
Well,
but keep going.
As you guys might know, they're making the new Star Wars movie. And, well, in new Disney tradition, at the last minute, they've decided to rewrite the entire thing. Good. So.
Ooh.
Okay. I heard it sucked.
I have someone who saw it. Oh, I'm sure the old one was awful. Yeah, the old script, a few people read it, trash. Mm-hmm. Absolute trash. They threw it out. Worthless.
Mm-hmm.
So, what we're going to be doing is I have an exclusive in with Kathleen Kennedy's former team. The people who are still working at Disney to make these decisions. They're going to help us get our ideas in. But
I think you knew the coffee guy, right? The coffee intern?
Yeah, the coffee guy. Exactly. And he can put whatever he wants in those coffees. Nobody's watching when he's making the coffees. So he has a lot of pull. It's like somebody's cleaning lady. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's somebody who has a lot more power than you ever expect.
Unassuming. They have a lot of access too. And that's why it's always like in the
access.
Heist.
Yeah, that's the key.
It's like that, you know?
So we're going to get our ideas in front of some important eyes. We're going to bring everybody with us, and they're going to watch as we create genius, utter, pure genius. For everybody who's listening at home, I'm Gym Leader Nate.
I don't know if we forgot an intro. That's a bad idea.
I'm doing it right now. Don't know why we're commenting
on it.
That's a small idea.
So
things can be cut.
Yeah, that's a small idea.
Yeah, I'm Dola, if you missed that.
I'm Gibble Dagger.
Woo! And this is No Dumb Idea, and we're going to be bringing everybody along on a creative journey.
Mm-hmm.
A Star Wars journey.
A galactic journey.
A universe close by, not so far into the future.
Not terribly far off.
And a little ways over.
Yeah.
So they had a lot of problems, and we're gonna help that. But like, I don't want to stress you guys out too much. I know this is a lot to put on your plate. Right?
So that is a big last second. Yeah, that is so pretty big news. I was wrong.
Yeah,
I'll admit
it's a lot to bring to the table right away. So let's hear how you guys are doing, because I don't want to overwhelm you.
Yeah, sure. I can start off. I mean, I've been doing pretty good. I got my tires changed, which was nice. It took me fucking months, but...
All of them?
Yeah. I needed to buy new tires. So
wow. Yeah. Okay, money bag.
Yeah. No, I found the cheapest place I could, honestly. It was nice.
Spender.
Yeah.
Some get money.
Broke boy over here. We're going to McDonald's. Get you anything from the dollar menu.
I changed one tire.
Oh, did you?
Let's go.
All right. I like it. One a month.
That's the one that was currently not working.
Oh, well, that's... I mean, if you have one tire that's broken, that makes sense to change one tire.
I mean, it's not...
I had four broken tires.
Stopped working because they're all old as shit.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
Don't throw the baby with the bathwater. Is that it? Does that apply to the situation? No?
To this?
No, yeah.
Don't throw the tire with the...
What are you doing to babies?
Don't throw the tire with the car. Yeah.
Yeah. Just throw the baby on its own. No tires with that baby. There we go.
Save that bathwater. Don't be wasteful.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Outside of that, just been chilling. I've actually been playing two video games I really want to highlight. The first one, I'm almost done with it. It's Crow Country. It's a survival horror game, if either of y'all heard about it. It's very much like Resident Evil 1 or 2, like the PS1 games, but with like the Final Fantasy 7, like chibi characters, kind of.
Oh, what's it called?
Crow Country. It's really cool. It's kind of short. It's like 5-ish hours or so, give or take. But it's fucking up. It's really good. It's up there. It's not as good as Signalis, but it is like second to it.
That's cool.
Because you recommended Signalis, and I knocked. Yeah, I loved that one. Yeah. I knocked that thing out in a day.
Oh yeah. See, the thing is, like, it's funny because it's like Signalis to me is like Silent Hill, where this is more Resident Evil, like Resident Evil, that side is more inspired by like George Romero zombie movies, so it's got more of that horror action kind of ish, you know.
Oh my god.
Where Silent Hill is more inspired. Oh yeah, it's super cute. The Silent Hill is more inspired by Jacob's Ladder, so that's like more serious psychological. So Signalis is more the psychological fuck with you.
Outward horror. God,
yeah, Crow Country is like it's more goofy B movie. There's like some jokes here and there, tongue in cheek ish, but like serious and kind of scary enough too. It's really good. Highly recommend.
Neat.
Yeah. $20.
Definitely looks oddly spooky. Like.
Yeah. Yeah,
very unsettling.
Even though it's like chibi characters, it's like, oh, it's actually kind of spooky. I like been playing it at night specifically too, so it's been like extra spooky in that end. It's funny, it has like a little like the company logo comes in, and it's really fucking that makes a sound that always scares me because it catches me off guard every time.
The logo,
because it starts off and it feels like they might have timed it differently because it comes out and I'm like, oh god, I wasn't ready for that. Like, I have to mentally prepare for that.
Alternate the timing, that way it always surprises you.
Yeah, it feels like that, honestly. But yeah, go check it out if you like Resident Evil-style games or old-school survival horror. Really fun. Plays really well. It's just fun. Story-wise, it's pretty fun. I feel like I'm just saying it's just fun, but it is. It is just genuinely a good spooky time.
That is the most important part of games,
It's only 1.5 gigs. And I just bought it.
It's small. It's... Nice. Yeah, let me know how you think. It's fun. Hey, yeah. Let me know. I feel like because y'all haven't played we can't really get too much of a discussion out of it. So,
I love you. But the other game,
how much is it?
It's $20. It just came out though, so if you give it a little bit, it'll probably go on sale. It's one funny enough because I was like, I heard it was like 5-ish hours. Yeah. I was like, do I really want to spend it? I was like, fuck it. I really want like this, and I don't regret it. It's really good.
Hell yeah!
Sick.
Yeah. The other game I want to just highlight, I haven't beaten this one yet, but just highly recommend as well. Also really fun, Hi-Fi Rush. Have any of y'all heard of this game?
I've played Hi-Fi Rush. Oh, you have? Yeah.
So good.
I have played this, actually.
It is basically like DMC or like God of War.
It's so silly.
Yeah, it's got the style of like Jet Set Radio, but the main mechanic of it is that the whole game has music and you have to fight in time to do better combos. So you like literally as I'm playing, I'm tapping my foot to the beat, and like if you push the buttons and dodge and all that, it's super fun. It's one I can't throw on though and just play without thinking, you know.
You have to be engrossed in that game to like hit everything correctly.
So
it's like playing Rock Band or like Guitar Hero. Like you can't like look away during Guitar Hero.
No, exactly. So it's like
those kinds of games.
It's fun. It's great if you like music. Action or character action games, I think is the term or something, but fun.
Looking it up, I thought it was Sunset Overdrive for some reason. I was like, oh, yeah, I know Sunset Overdrive. But I was like, no, that's Sunset Overdrive.
It looks, yeah.
Yeah.
I will say Sunset Overdrive is fun, though, too. I do like that one myself. It's flawed, but I like it, honestly. It is good. It
looks like the same kind of aesthetic, almost.
Yeah. It's cartoony, jumping very around.
Similar.
I feel like it's
very, like, bright pop art. Like.
Yeah, music-based. It's, like, punk instead. I guess my biggest complaint with Hi-Fi Rush is, I mean, it's just more a preference, is I wish it was, like, rap or something. It's more rock. And it's not bad. It's just, there's songs I don't know. And they actually have, like, genuine, like, they have Black Keys has some, like, they have, like, when you're doing boss battles, it plays real music, which is pretty cool. Yeah. So it's like, oh, cool, 9-inch nails while you're fucking fighting this huge guy and like, duh, 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 duh. Oh, and for the auditorily impaired too, there's visuals too. Like everything moves in time. Like the enemies attack in time. There's like everything's constantly moving in the environment in time. And you can even start like a turn on like a little visual metronome too if you just want to play without audio.
Yeah.
Or you're deaf. Or whatever.
I saw that one time and I was like, I wonder how hard it would be to do that, just like as a challenge.
Yeah, just like
just playing with all visual cues. Yeah, you have to really be on the lookout.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it just depends, I guess, if your visual or auditory like processing is better, I guess, like which, you know, or if they're both.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and then just the last thing I wanted to kind of just, you know, it's still June, I think, when this episode comes out. So just want to do a quick Pride recommendation since it's, you know, the month of Pride. I
want to highlight.
Yeah, my recommend Pride shin for this month of June is the author Rachel Pollack. I don't know if y'all have heard of her. She's trans writer. She unfortunately passed last year. But she's great. She's written a lot of sci-fi. Not a lot, but she's written sci-fi fantasy. I've got Unquenchable Fire. So I remember reading that and being really good. But she also writes comic books. She took over Doom Patrol is where I found her. She's written tarot card books because she's big into tarot cards. You know, it's funny because like I've been hearing a lot of her name. Like DC released a DC Pride celebration of her collect, like a little like issue of a couple of her works. It's really good. And then Neil Gaiman was just on like a what was it, he was on American Writer Museum podcast and he was talking about her and praising her, and it's really good. Go check out, I mean, check out that podcast episode, but definitely check out her work, Doom Patrol. She's done The Geek for comics, and then like books are great too. Yeah, just wanted to highlight one Pride person per week, I guess.
Damn, that's a good idea. Yeah, that's genius.
Thank you.
Frankly.
I stole it. I stole the idea. No, I'm just kidding.
Hell yeah. As all good ideas are
stolen
from someone else who has good ideas.
No, it's just because... Yeah, no. Well, I'm going to do... Okay, I will say, I'm going to do the first week of July as well because we missed the first one. But it's just because I recommended Julio.
Get it in
there. Yeah. Just stick it in there.
Fair enough. Better late than never, though.
Oh, yeah.
No, yeah. But yeah, what about y'all?
How about you, Gibble Dang?
You know, it has, it's been a pretty busy week. You know, I feel like I've been super quiet this whole episode, but just because I took up a little bit of an earlier shift today. It was my day off, and I just decided to work, and it just offset my whole day, so I took a nap, and then I woke up a little bit, you know, I'm still kind of waking up right now, but yeah, you know, it's been a good...
And now you're kind of double offset.
Exactly.
Yeah, you literally woke up. You have your candle, your hat, your nightgown, your nightcap.
I look like Scrooge McDuck.
The duck particularly.
I do.
Well, who else would he look like?
Fair.
But yeah, it's been a good week. It's been busy, a lot of socializing, getting back in the dating game, so that's cool. A lot of smiling friends.
Ooh la la.
Oh yeah, exactly. A lot of smiling friends.
Sorry, that was a reference to smiling friends.
There's also
friends.
A reference to Ooh La La, the new MTG commander I picked up from Modern Horizons. Pretty cool.
You're right, Ooh La La.
The Eldrazi fucking...
fused monstrosity thing.
Were
you on a date with that?
I went on a date with Ulala, and then they went Ooh La La saw my balls. Jesus.
They're like, call me a blue mana because I don't know, just do it.
And then they had what was technically a threesome because Ulalak is a fusion between two other exactly. beings.
Nice.
Well, actually, no. They didn't include me in any of their reindeer games. They just let me. They were on their own.
Made you watch?
Yeah.
Voyeurism. Perfect.
They just had you pay for dinner.
Exactly. Wow. But no, it's been good. It's been a good week. I don't think I've seen anything new either. There are a couple like action movies I need to catch up on. You know, just some homework and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, Yeah. But I think that's about it for me.
Check out Speed 2. Speed 2's cruise control. Check that one out.
Ooh.
There you go.
Who does that one have? Willem Dafoe?
Willem Dafoe, baby. He's gay. He likes big cruise music. Ships.
His connection to classical
I
ships.
Love ships. Classical ships. They get me off.
Oh, I guess I did watch Boondock Saints for the first time not too long ago. So that was part of also the week.
Nice. Good one, that one. Classic. New classic. It's such a good movie.
It's such a dumb movie, but I love it.
It reminds me of when I there was this movie I'd never seen before, and it's like I thought I wrote it off as just like a stereotypical action movie, and so I'd never seen it. Mm-hmm. And I was in college, and I was interning at a video game company, and the writing team there were adamant that this is one of the best movies ever written and made. And on the last day of our internship, they sat all the interns down in the rec room and made us watch this movie because none of us had seen it.
Like, they were like, Boondock Saints is the best movie ever?
No.
Oh,
not this one. But it just, this reminds me of a...
That time. Gotcha.
Yeah. And it was Four Brothers.
Oh, my God. That's so stupid.
The fucking Mark Wahlberg.
I don't know if you've ever seen Four Brothers, the Mark Wahlberg movie.
Who else is in it? It's like him and then three other brothers,
Mark Wahlberg. It's Andre 3000 and...
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, I think it is. Let me give this a quick
boost. It's like...
God, I haven't seen it in a while.
It's this whole gag. I think it was just this whole gag with them that like they all went and saw it and were all so disappointed by like how stupid it was that they were like, I think this might be the greatest movie ever made. Like,
God, I remember watching this and Running Scared a lot.
Think about
back
it.
In the day.
Four Brothers.
It was like, not watching it, but it was on.
Because they're explaining how the plot is essentially, you could boil the plot down to the name of the movie.
Yeah.
Just like Four Brothers. It's like, what's the plot?
Four brothers.
Yeah. Half of them are white. And they've got to go back and prove to people why they're four brothers.
Yeah, I remember that movie.
God. Well, sure, maybe I'll rewatch that one. Because I remember this and Running Scared always being on back in my like childhood.
Walking Tall. Do you remember Walking Tall?
Or just like
tall?
On TV?
No. Is that the walking one where it stars tall, a 2x4?
Walk Tall.
Yeah, it's The Rock and a piece of wood.
Yeah, it stars a 2x4.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Isn't that what
I've not seen that one, actually.
Mr. Sunday calls it all the time. The Rock and a piece of wood or some shit.
Probably. It's like, yeah, walking around, walking with the 2x4
like
or
walking
something.
Around with a plank.
People... I was about to say people used to make jokes about that being adult Johnny from Ed, Edd n Eddy.
Yeah. I've seen the memes.
It's like,
here's him now.
Johnny on his way to like get revenge for all the times the Eds pranked him, and it's just Dwayne the Rock Johnson with that huge plank of wood.
Just draw the face on, like edit the face onto the wood.
Yeah,
I love that.
God, I love the early like 2000s like dumb edgelord action drama thrillers.
So good.
I love The Rock.
For my week, I've watched some new stuff. I mean, I've watched the new Star Wars show. Part of the reason why I reached out to Star Wars to make sure they knew that we had some opinions.
Did Star Wars respond?
Mr. Star Wars. Sorry, Mr.
Star
Wars.
Mr. Star Wars did respond.
Please. Mr. Star Wars is my dad. Please, just call me Star.
Just call me Star.
Please, Mr.
Star Wars
is my father. This is what I sound like. I'm also Mr. Star Wars. Hello.
Ribbit.
He sold the rights to that name.
Mm-hmm.
I've been watching the new show. I like it a lot. The internet's all mad about it, which makes me like it more.
That's how you know it's a good Star Wars property. Like,
whenever I like Star Wars stuff, it's always things that are deviated from a lot of the like mainstream Star Wars things. It feels like everybody wants to see more like knights and more, you know, like lightsaber specific battles and things like that. Whereas I'm just so content with exploring the universe and getting some new stuff.
Leader Nate hates Episode 4.
I like that.
Four, five, and six. Obviously,
I mean, I'm canonically a prequel
Oh, really?
Stan.
I was fucking around, but all
right. Yeah.
All right.
No, I am apologist. I'm an episode one Stan.
Interesting.
I am an episode one apologist. I will go toe to toe with anybody who says it's a bad Star Wars movie. A bad movie?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. A bad Star Wars movie? No, it's the perfect Star Wars movie.
Okay, I can contest to that. I can agree with that. That's fair. With someone with
when it comes to what Star Wars is. Star Wars isn't, you know, isn't, in my view, like, Oscar-worthy cinematic excellence. That's not the point of Star Wars. You know what I mean? The point is that it's goofy and fun and flashy and, I don't know, just, I think episode one does it, does every single part of Star Wars justice.
Perfectly.
It is an utter, it is a complete explanation as to what Star Wars is.
It is like the thematically, it's like unfiltered version of his George Lucas's ideas, I guess, like the most pure George Lucas Star Wars. So,
oh yeah, straight from the depths of his
sick mind,
demented sick mind,
from the sick and twisted mind of George Lucas.
I guess, yeah, Lucas. Well, there's like plural.
I don't know.
Hey, it's me. Hello, me. Oh, I love your goiter.
Come here.
Oh, I can't wait till you see ideas. This. It's going to be pretty crazy. Check out this script I've been working on.
I really liked Ready Player One. Oh, I didn't make that movie.
Can I start editing other people's movies and putting CGI?
No, get back in your cage.
Maybe I'll write something more about cars.
That's enough. Get back in your cage.
I put digital ads in the back of Gone with the Wind.
Pulls out cattle prod. Get back in there.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting show about, you know, kind of a mystery, lots of intrigue.
That sounds cool.
Kind of like something crazy in the past, and now they're unraveling this thing that was hidden by a group of Jedi for years.
Hmm.
And yeah, it's got a lot of really cool moments in it. And I really like the like wire trick kung fu style to the fighting.
That sounds like the movie that you drafted during our draft movie episode, whatever that was, with Lag 9K. Because you had a murder mystery sci-fi.
Oh, that's true.
I did.
And
this is
so you made
this is movie, so this close show. To yeah. I made this show. Yeah. This is because I told you have an in.
True, true. You,
with Star Wars, with Mr. Wars.
No one do you like it, and no one else does. We're starting to get the big picture. The lore is
because they don't like my ideas, exactly. But I like my ideas, and I don't
we've
give
been,
a
like,
fuck about
manifesting all of these ideas into the real life. I mean, there's the
yes, we have.
There's the was it? I think a Republican was it? Whatchamacallit? God, I don't know what I'm trying to say. Cut this stuff out. I think there was like a politician in like Texas or something that wanted to legalize like cousin love. There's the squirrel with the gun that just happened. A couple other things.
Well, I knew that existed when I put that in the game.
Sham.
Yeah, fair. It just worked out though perfectly.
I stole that one.
Yeah.
I just put both squirrel and gun as options, you know, and was hoping it would happen.
We got prototype infamous situation going on here, you know, Deep Impact and the other one, the core. I don't remember.
Right.
Armageddon.
Protinfamous.
Armageddon, yeah.
So speaking of which, I think it's time we get to the real crux of this, you know.
Yeah, thanks for having
we
us
need
help,
to we need to will into existence a new Star Wars movie. Well, I got some, you know, there's been some mixed feedback on the new Star Wars things that I've been leaking to Disney, and people are getting all mad, so I was like, you know what, maybe if I put a little random element into it that I can't control,
yeah,
it'd be perfect, like, and that element would be you guys, because I never know what the fuck you're gonna say.
Random lol bacon. You didn't know I was gonna say that, fucker.
Not like that.
Yeah.
No, I always knew you were gonna say that at some point.
Fair. My titular catchphrase.
Your titular catchphrase, random lol bacon.
My catchphrase,
so,
like doobie doobie doo or something.
Oh, yeah.
Doobie doo ba.
Yeah, that's enough.
So, this is going to be a story treatment, you know? So we're just going to get a nice a nice, like, step-by-step of the story, a good description of how the plot of the film works, something I can present, you know?
Yeah, fair.
So, and don't worry, you'll definitely have writing credits.
I don't want writing credits. It depends on how problematic. So, yeah, if it's problematic, I kind of don't want that, so. You could
no,
soul,
you have to.
Soul writer.
Actually, if you actually bow out and don't do this, I'm still going to put you on. So now you
have
to.
Bow out.
You know, you're going to put me on? You're going to put me on, eh? Mm-hmm. Wink, wink.
Yeah, I'm going to put you on the... Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm going to put you on a pedestal. Ooh, okay. Gorgeous Ooh. Piece of man.
Right. You've negged me enough.
All right, I'll write your script. All
right, there we go. Perfect. All right, so we're going to start, you know, something crazy. You know, a lot of the movies, like, start with just an exclamation.
Mm-hmm.
You know? War!
Ooh, nice. You What's know? It good for?
We got to start with something... We gotta start with something crazy.
I think we should. You
know? So we just need a nice
start
big
with the credits.
Exclamation.
I think that will. It's gonna be refreshing.
The ending
it's
credits.
Throw over, yeah, exactly. The ending credits. But it's done in the Star Wars.
Ending.
It's done
credits.
In the Star Wars. Like Source the rising font. Up. Yeah. And then.
Gotcha. Perfect.
And then it should cut to Obi-Wan Kenobi. His Force Ghost.
Okay, hold on. I don't think we understand how this works. I've already written the plot. I need some fill in the blanks here from you guys.
Like Mad Libs.
I'm not really looking for you guys to take creative control over this project.
So Obi-Wan Kenobi. He addresses the audience directly, and he says, so, "This is a story that you are that unfolded a billion.
This is a Star Wars.
A billion trillion in 6 years ago. Go ahead and hold on to your butts and grab snacks. I'll wait." And then there's a 5 minute. He waits for 5 minutes.
Montage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, just
you know what?
Yeah.
I think we better make this a literal fill in the blank here. I'm afraid if we give Gibbledang too much control and freedom, things might get a little out of hand. So I tell you what, I'm just gonna throw out some things to you guys, and I want you to tell me what you think should go in that blank. All right.
Okay.
And that way.
I got it.
I can fill in the details.
I got the first word ready in my mind whenever you're ready.
All right, so we need a dangerous, something dangerous.
A gun.
That's our first one.
A gun.
A gun. Guns are pretty dangerous. I think that's perfect. All right.
A typhus?
So next we need some more. Ooh,
typhus might be better.
That's what would you guys think? Gun or typhus? Typhus is a little more scarier than a gun.
I think we should go with typhus.
I think so, too. Typhus?
Yeah, like the disease, typhus?
Yeah,
like
nothing
typhoid?
Nothing against our typhus listeners.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, the typhus, I think, is the virus, and then typhoid fever
is the fever.
Is the illness.
Yeah,
fun. Is the fever.
Can a character be named Typhus?
Oh, that could be a character's name instead. I don't know.
What do you think? That they should be the origin
this is
of
Star
the,
Wars. So.
They should be, now they should be called the Typh Fighters.
Oh. God damn it.
Okay. So we'll have to save typhus then. So should we keep it gun?
Ooh.
Okay.
Gun. That's fine. Yeah, gun. Gum.
Do gun.
Gum.
All right. Now I need a number.
17.
69.
Ooh. 69 is pretty good. 420?
69 420.
Maybe just 420. We could save 69.
420.
Well,
420.
How big? Yeah.
Yeah, save 69 cuz we're probably going to need some more numbers.
The fans will get the reference, hopefully, the 420 part. Hopefully.
So now we need a planet. We need a planet in Star Wars. New or fake, new or old, it doesn't really matter.
New or old.
I don't think the fans care.
Yeah, Earth.
Earth?
The moon.
The
moon.
The Zeta Reticulon.
Earth's moon.
I like Earth. I think Earth is perfect. It's about time we bring Earth into Star Wars.
Right?
I feel like that's what people want. I think they want real
the
world
Avengers.
In Star Wars.
Exactly.
Ooh, please
I want the crossover.
Avengers.
Can we get Batman? Ooh, I love Batman from the Avengers. That'd be perfect.
Shut up.
We'll get the...
All right.
We'll get Christopher Walken Batman. It'd be perfect.
So, and now we're going to need another planet name.
Earth 2.
Or no, sorry. We need a system name.
Oh,
like,
Skywalker Ranch.
Like the Milky Way.
Oh, the Zeta Reticulon.
This will be the Zeta Reticulon. Right.
What is that? Is that from something? I don't know that reference.
The Zeta Reticulon. All
right, perfect.
I can't remember what that's from. It is from something.
Okay, it sounds like it's good.
But people won't know.
Yeah,
people won't
know.
It's gobbledygook.
Star Wars
know.
References a lot of things already, you know, so It's perfect.
Yeah, exactly. A new evil has... So what we really need to get to then, you know, something really powerful, a name. I need a good name.
Deagle.
Ooh. Smeagol.
Should we take more from other things?
You like Smeagol?
Yeah. Smeagol? Yeah.
Smeagol okay. or Deagle?
Again, people aren't gonna notice. My script's gonna be better than anything
they've taken from other things all the time. So,
yeah, exactly. All right, we need some more nicknames for space things. It could be planets. It could be areas. We need more locations in space. Spacecations.
Yeah. Splorg.
Ooh.
I don't know. Just thinking the name Splorg just came to me.
What about Smegmars?
Ooh, I like that.
Smegmars.
Sounds like a good yummy like candy bar.
Like a yummy like a treat. Yeah.
That's what the
Smegmars bars.
Yes, Smegmars. So,
I'm okay, thank you.
Alright, so now something that's always important in sci-fi, I think everybody really likes when they talk about and harp on a resource that everybody's always running out of.
Unobtainium.
So.
But no. Everyone's done that.
Should we do they're it? Out of I mean, unobtainium. I feel like we could do something even better.
They're out of it.
Even better.
Impositium. Yeah, true. Got to make our own. Got to be legally distinct.
Milk.
I think milk is milk, actually.
Cow milk, but specify cow milk.
Wait, should we specify milk?
Yeah, milk wars. Because there's blue milk. Yeah.
Milk wars. All right, so we're going to put milk here.
Perfect.
All right, that's perfect. All right, now we're going to need a government organization, some type of government body, or like, it could be from,
Biden?
That's up to you.
Biden. We'll call him Donald Biden.
As an organization?
Yeah.
Biden?
Yeah, Biden.
I like that. Let's do Biden. Show me Biden.
You got it.
Yeah.
100%.
Okay. All
right. And then next, I guess we're going to need an adjective here.
Fucking.
Let's get descriptive. We need some color for the script. I'm sorry? Fucking is not an adjective, I don't think.
Yeah, it could be.
Adverb
depends on how you use it.
Pittsburgh.
Again,
green
a noun
ish blue.
Greenish blue. I'll accept greenish blue. That is actually an adjective.
Cornish game, and then
Cornish that's game also hen.
Yeah, but not hen. Hen is the noun. Cornish game is the
Cornish game. Yeah. All right, it's too late. I wrote greenish blue. We got to go with that.
Fuck.
I already wrote it in this thick black pencil. So,
no racer.
No racer.
I mean, to be fair, we've
miles.
George Lucas didn't race any of his work, so why should we?
He didn't. Not a word. In episode one, he kept every single bit in.
Jar Jar Binks was actually supposed to be Jonathan Blanks, and he fucked up and never changed it.
Jonathan Blanks?
You had to do something.
Blanks with an A.
Blanks. Jonathan Blanks was originally. So Jar Jar Binks was originally Jonathan Blanks. Says, well, I guess you know what? I like this a lot better. I think I should probably keep it. I think I should make him talk like a Rastafarian kind of guy. I don't know.
Yeah. Also, side note.
Real question is though.
My favorite Star Wars character is the Pepsi commercial alien. That's like a fucking lives in the parents' basement and neck beard. It's perfect.
Oh, that was me.
Oh, yeah, nice.
I played that.
Nice.
Yeah, I played that guy.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess the prosthetic arms, the extra arms.
Funny enough, he's Smegmar in Star Wars, actually.
Perfect.
Now I know his name. Didn't know that. I'm surprised you said that deep cut.
Yeah.
So we're going to need next. We're going to need a name for the new Jedi Order. What are they going to call themselves? Are they still just a Jedi?
Old Jedi Order.
Are they...
Why not?
Perfect. Teamwork makes the dream work.
That's good, right?
All right, perfect. All right, so who is which one of the already existing characters is going to be Rey's first student? That's the real question.
Already existing characters?
That's one of the few ones.
I would say Bilbo Baggins, but I don't know.
I'm going to let you in on a little bit of what you're going to hear later. Mm-hmm. There's going to be an existing character who is her first student. So who should that be? Is this someone who is already in the Star Wars? So it's got to be a real name, I guess, or a Star Wars name. That makes sense because he's also a Skywalker.
That's true. That's true. My prevailing theory is that since Anakin Skywalker made C-3PO, that, you know, he's Luke's brother.
He's Luke. Yeah, C-3PO's Luke's brother. Mm-hmm. And if and Rey was like adopted, quote unquote, into the Skywalker family the same way C-3PO mm-hmm. was. That's genius. Yeah. See, this is why I came to you guys.
Anakin is half robot too, so it's perfect.
It's true.
Exact. Oh, literally half. I didn't it's think his about half part. Brother.
Oh, we're good.
Now, this is perfect. This is literally manifesting exactly good how we need work it.
Here.
We're gonna need another number though.
69.
Oh, 16. Yeah, 69 for this one.
This is time for 69.
For 69.
There we go.
Always right. Time for that.
Next. Got to have some new Gagus, right?
Gagus.
So let's get an alien species.
Minions.
What's an...
Spinions.
The Minions. The Spinions. The Spinions.
What was the alien ones? Alienians?
No, they were the Spinions because they were from space.
Oh, right. Alienians.
I do like that. Yeah, let's do Alienians. Throw in a Gym Leader Nate original.
There we go. Gym Leader Nate. We got it.
Gym Leader Nate classic.
Because we were talking about the Alienians last time. Yeah. So...
It's fun to say, too, you know.
Okay, then... All right, so we got one. Let's get another alien species.
The
Furbinians
shtick.
Furbinians.
The Bibloids.
Furbians.
Okay.
Ooh, Bibloids, pretty the good. I like Bibloids.
Are they Christian? So. Yeah, like, do they fire so. Them? Follow the Bible?
Bit, yeah, why not?
All right, the Bibloids.
Bibloids.
All right, perfect.
Their planet is actually a Bible.
Ooh. The Beyblades? Sorry. Beyblades.
They have Beyblades? Rip them. Let them rip. It's like lightsaber right. Beyblades.
Exactly. See, it sounds perfect. Actually, they kind of already did that. But...
Nice. Perfect.
All right. So let me go ahead and fill in some here that is already something we decided on. Perfect. The gaps are being filled in wonderfully, I'm gonna be honest. So we're gonna need another pre-existing character.
Ooh, the Pepsi alien that I was mentioning earlier.
Ooh.
Smegmars?
Well, in our script, Smegmars is now a planet.
That's true. That'd be weird if his name is.
Oh, it's nice noodles.
Yeah. What about like
Mouser
noodles?
Yes. Mouser droid.
I was gonna say Grunthorpe.
Grunthorpe,
but
okay.
Oh, wait.
We're saying
oh,
existing
no.
character, right?
No.
Yeah.
This has to be existing. Who's
Snoodles? Mouse Droid. The hot chick that's all lips and legs in Jabba's
Palace. Oh,
yeah.
Perfect. Actually, I agree.
Okay.
I second that.
Oh, mama.
In fact, can we get two of hers?
Yeah, she's the one who's like,
Add the song
and
there.
And then the guy that comes in is like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, God. That guy with the fucking 5 o'clock shadow.
Classic. Beautiful. Love those CGI inserts.
Oh, yeah.
So, all right. So now, we're going to need a new character name.
Gibble Max. Nah, that's too close to Gibble Dang. Gibble Dang.
Dollar.
Dala?
Sure.
Gaba? Yo Gabba Gabba?
Because
we gotta make it Star Wars-y.
Yeah,
it's
gonna be different.
You know?
I'm gonna say...
Baby Jabrams.
Ooh.
Classic.
Lorge...
That sounds perfect. Okay, that perfect. Sounds perfect.
I'll say Lorge Jukis.
Wait.
Lorge Jukis?
Wait.
Lorge Jukis.
Wait, I heard Lorch Jukis.
Sorry, you could do a Lork. You know, it's still a reference on fans.
How would we feel about Lorch?
Lorch.
L-O-R-C-H.
Yeah, that sounds evil.
Lorch Jukis.
Perfect. I'm down.
Nice. All right. Now we need an adjective.
Pittsburgh?
Cornish game. Cornish game.
All right, now we'll use Cornish game. Oh my god.
God damn it. Perfect. It's beautiful. I love it.
Oh, quite the script.
It's honestly a meme. Wait, hold on. Fuck this part
can
up.
We charge? All right,
I need
double?
A number.
You need a number.
Oh, we're gonna. Oh, don't worry. I'm gonna milk them for everything they got.
Milk.
Mm-hmm.
Number.
Yeah.
Can't do number milk.
No, you said milk. The whole plot of the movie is milk. So it's
negative 1,400.
It's a theme.
Ooh, negative.
Negative.
I'm gonna do negative.
I'm gonna need a positive.
Pi.
I'm gonna need a positive.
Pi. Yeah, pi. Pi.
One. Pi. 3.14159. Sorry, one sec.
Yeah.
Uh huh. Uh huh.
Yeah, perfect.
This might take a little while.
Sure, sure. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Hurry up.
Seven, take your time. Six.
No.
All right, that's all of it. All
right. got it all in one.
No, I did it. I wrote it all. All in one. I just got skills.
Yeah.
Next, I'm going to need a ship. A type of ship.
Titanic 3.
The TIE Fighter.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah. Shit, that's right. We forgot about that. We did.
Oh, the TIE. We did. The TIE Fighter.
We put that in the back burner, so bring that bad boy back.
Let's see.
Da-da-da-da. Calculations.
We need a verb. I need a verb here.
Pissing.
Jar Jar.
Jar Jar Dream.
I just need the
Jar Jar.
I need Jar Jar. Okay. Got it.
That's a Jar Jar'd it. Yeah.
Yeah. Damn it, I Jar Jar'd again. Fuck.
Oh god. I Jar Jar'd my pants.
Now
I gotta go home.
We need That's perfect, yeah. What about a Jedi ability?
Space fart.
Spark.
Sorry.
Kinda wish you saved Jar Jar now, huh?
Yeah.
Jedi ability.
Yeah.
Force fart.
Ability of the force. One a force user would use.
Force.
We gotta like keep things, you know, interesting. Yeah. Use the force sometimes.
Oh,
unique
way. Cheat force. At dice.
Force cheat at dice.
Oh
nice.
Yeah. Episode 1.
Force
see?
Loaded
We're,
dice.
We got an episode. Yep, but force loaded dice. That's why episode 1's the best. It shows Jedi cheating at gambling.
I love there was a meme I saw.
As true religious monks would.
I saw the meme where it was like Mace Windu's like, yeah, I sent them to go like just have like a peaceful debate in episode 1, and they came back with a slave boy and gambled and shit. It's like it's like, yeah, you did not do the job, dude. What the fuck?
Nope, not even a little.
Good movie, good movie.
Alright. Now let me this in here. Now I need a piece of clothing.
Yeah, you've been doing this whole podcast naked, man. I was about to say.
Yeah.
I know. What should I put on? I should probably grab
just a hat. I think just
a
hat would be
fine. Just donned it.
Just a hat.
Just a hat.
Yeah. Okay. You look, your head looks cold.
Actually, I don't even think I have any.
Oh, so. Shit. Well, I guess, you know, all going to be naked for this, I guess.
I'm so poor, I'm hatless.
You bought one tire. You put your tire on your head.
Oh, okay, yeah, true.
Ooh, wait, okay.
There we go.
For clothing, can it be that, like, the big wooden barrel with the straps? Can it be one of those?
Ooh, a barrel.
Oh, yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
A barrel with overalls. With, like, suspenders?
Yeah, suspenders, I mean, yeah. Yeah. Perfect. I want to see a Jedi wearing one of those, doing fucking flips and stuff. I'm Darth Barrel.
I'm George Lorch Jukis.
Yeah. Yeah, Lorch
Jukis. All right. Now what we're going to need. You. Oh, actually, we know this guy's name. There we go. Good old Lorch.
Perfect.
All right. We're going to need another planet.
We got Smegmars.
Yeah.
Poopiter.
Yeah, Poopiter.
I was gonna say like Uranus. Perfect. Is already fucking right there, but that's a little too obvious.
Well, that's
because
he's
naked.
Yeah,
I think right next to Uranus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you turn around?
Do you guys not want me to do this podcast squatting over my
please.
Laptop?
That's fine. Just turn around. I don't think you're gonna be facing us that way.
You know, you
I like
said
looking
you
someone
gonna...
in the eyes, not so the brown sorry. Eyes.
I just didn't know. I just
you know
didn't
you
know.
Said you were gonna show us Uranus, but I don't know why I thought it was gonna be the planet. I guess shame on me.
Yeah, I would say I agree.
You were assuming things because we're doing Star Wars doesn't mean I'm talking about a planet.
Yeah,
you're right. I'm sorry.
To be fair, a lot of Star Wars does suck ass. So topical.
True.
On brand.
All right. I'm gonna need another alien species for the next part.
Humans.
Humans. Humoids.
Hemorrhoids.
The hemorrhoids. Do the hemorrhoids.
Hemorrhoids.
I love this, like, back and forth that we got, Gibbleding, of, like, expanding each other's ideas.
Yeah,
it's perfect.
Yeah,
you gotta build until you reach the perfect precipice.
Yes.
Alright. So, now...
Reach the precipice. Nice.
I'm gonna reach my precipice, babe.
I'm precipicing.
I'm about to precipice.
We're gonna need to take a precipice soon, actually.
Right?
I don't actually.
I'm gonna need a sense.
A sentence?
One of the senses.
Senses.
Yeah, one of the senses.
The feeling when you like are like need to hold in a big fart, but you're on a date.
Oh man, I know that, brother.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, high five.
Let's say that one actually.
Hold on, I don't know how to write. So like, if I were to write that like a sense, like hearing or
what
sight.
What do you call?
Well, how would I write?
Bubbly guts.
Who feel?
Bubble guts. Bubbling guts.
In a fart. What do you call the feeling of holding
in
a fart?
What's the word for it?
It could cause. Okay, holding in a fart can cause a feeling of bloating, abdominal distension, or intestinal distension.
That.
Let's look up distension.
I like distension.
Distension
is good.
Okay, distend.
No, or intestinal. Yeah. Intestinal distension.
Ooh, yeah. Let's say intestinal distension.
Perfect.
I think that's good.
All right, got it.
It's good middle ground.
And then I'm gonna need, an alien body part.
Space penis?
Yeah, I'm like space legs. Spenus?
The spenus?
Yeah, like.
Ooh, yeah, the spenus. Because that does sound a little bit real, you know? Because isn't the weenus something or whatever?
True, yeah.
I don't think medically, but.
We have to operate on our weenus. Hurry, get them into operation stat.
Yeah, sorry.
Get a weenus implant.
Quick. I need to get in for a weenus exam.
I'm sorry, but
this person wants implants in their weenus, so make them bigger.
It looks like your mother's weenus is inflamed, and there's just nothing that we can do.
There's nothing we can do.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
We lost
her weenus.
Please
is done
take
for.
Mine.
I'm sorry.
Take my.
We thought about that.
I'll give you my weenus. Anything.
It's unfortunately not a match.
You're not compatible. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Oh my god.
We can graft some.
Right.
That's it.
A weenus graft?
Let me go ahead and...
Yeah, I was like, we could graft some skin from her ass to replace her weenus, but I mean, she'll never weenus again.
She'll never weenus again.
She'll never be able to wean.
Here, hold on. Next we're going to need... Hold on, I got to get to the rest of the script, guys.
Sorry.
I know weenus is funny. I know. But listen. I need a biome.
Biome?
Because I got to make sure this is done so I can send it to the folks in Mr. Wars.
Minecraft.
Yeah, Mr. Wars. Oh, yes, let's do
Minecraft.
Minecraft biome.
Okay. Minecraft biome. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And then I'm going to need an object.
A Jeep Cherokee.
A Jeep Grand Cherokee. A 2008 Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Perfect.
Honestly, every good movie...
True.
So,
like fucking Godzilla versus Kong, you guys remember that? Or Godzilla and Kong, where it just cuts to the car commercial in the middle of the fucking.
Oh yeah, that one I remember. And they're driving.
Literally
it.
Just pulls up to the car commercial. So, yeah,
we made a big Mercedes for Kong to drive around in the Hollow Earth.
All right, so now what we're gonna need is we're gonna need the name of a character. Another character name.
Made up?
Could be someone from the Star Wars or made up. It's up to you. Totally up to you.
Jackie Chan?
I was going to say, Enigma Montoya is my offering.
Honestly, why does that sound like an actual name like they already have done? Yeah. Like they just took it and they're just like, yeah, Enigma Montoya. Not
Jackie Chan.
Jackie Chan sounds like a real kick. No, honestly, I agree.
We can, dude. We can do can we Jackie do, Chan. Like, which would, how, what would, you guys gotta agree on.
Yeah, no, I was just like, can we, like, do Jackie Chan, prefer. But, like, expand Chan to be, like, something, like,
wait,
Jackie Chan Han or something?
What did you say again? You said Enigma.
Enigma Montoya.
Enigma Montoya.
You want to combine them?
Jack Toya.
Chantoya.
What about Jackie Chan, but we like Star Warsify it.
That's what I was
saying.
So
it's like J A K space E, like the just the,
like apostrophe the
letter E. Yeah. Apostrophe E.
And no middle name E. Abbreviated to a letter.
Jack E.
Oh no, Jack mm-hmm. Each.
Ooh,
Each
E E C H
on
and.
And.
A-N-N.
But Anne's a woman's name, and I don't like
Jack
that.
Jackie Chan. But, like, it's like Qui-Gon Jinn.
Okay.
Jackie Chan.
Oh, I was like, Qui-Gon Jinn has a woman's name?
I was going to say that, Jin? Too, yeah.
So I was like, what's the woman's name? Hi, my name is Qui.
No, Gon is.
Oh, God, fair. That's my mom's name, actually.
Gon?
All right, I think I'm going to go because
she ran away before I was
with
born.
Jack.
She's gone. God damn it. That's what your dad kept saying. Yeah. Oh, my mom's gone? Yeah. Okay. Oh, God. Yeah, now I got to raise this fucking idiot on my own.
My name's Idiot? Okay. Cool. I'm learning a lot of things.
Today was been so informative, but so sad.
Nice.
All right, now what we're gonna see, I need to fill in a couple things here because we need a little bit of Lorch here.
I could go for some Lorch right now if you know what I'm saying.
Say woo.
Hungry.
All right, now we're gonna need a game. We need a game that somebody plays. Like
Fortnite.
So yeah, wait, no, we gotta focus. Oh. We gotta focus on the script.
Ooh, Fortnite. Yes.
Food.
Fortnite.
We'll get some Fortnite.
No, I think that's perfect because Palpatine's in it.
Exactly. Yeah. This whole movie will exist in Fortnite. Perfect. Actually, can it? Right. And it'll reference Fortnite
100%.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I guess that's not that weird because it's like we play video games with like football players and shit in it, so it's like that's just them playing with like the. It's like that'd be the same stuff we're playing like the Biden game.
In the Jedi Survivor game, you play a little holo game where like you summon characters to fight each other, and like you the things you summon are like stormtroopers.
Fair, true.
And like you know, like the animals that we know, like the Rancor, and stuff.
So there's probably a Palpatine, so it's like, or whatever.
Yeah, that's their Fortnite.
Darth Liberal,
Fortnite. Darth Lib.
Darth Liberal. It's,
yeah,
it's Darth. Darth it's Darth. It's Dark Brandon. We already know that.
Yeah, true.
All right. So now I need a business.
Enron. Is that still a thing? Why is it the first one I'm thinking of?
Not a business. Not the,
it is in Star
not
Wars.
The name of a business. Uh-huh. More like a category of
like
business.
Oh, like a type? Okay. Scissor shop?
I think it's scissor shop. Like, yeah, that's a pretty good one.
Is that
scissor shop?
Okay, I wasn't sure if that's what you were looking for.
I'm always that looking for a scissor shop. For, honestly, I can never find a scissor shop.
I'm always looking for a scissor shop. There's never on Google Maps.
Listeners, if you know any scissor shops, you know, send them our way. You know, we could really use some.
Yeah, seriously. All
right, nice. And now I'm going to need a big container of some sort.
So the container, or what's in the container?
I think a Tupperware would.
The container itself. Something you would put. Tupperware. Those
Grand
get pretty big. They get pretty
2009
big.
Jeep Grand Cherokee.
No, we can't use it
Jeep,
twice.
2009.
We can't 2009. Use it twice. That, no. They'll get all of my case for it. They're gonna take something. We gotta just put one Grand Cherokee in there.
And what do you think?
I'm gonna go with Tupperware.
Right. Pittsburgh? What was it again?
Yeah, Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Dang.
That's a big container. Nothing. You can hold a lot.
Moving on.
Yeah, that's a lot there.
That's true. It does hold a lot, but it's not super portable, so it's not really. It's hard to move things in it.
Yeah, I mean, Star Wars can rename. Like they'll figure it away.
They'll figure it out. So it is our thing.
All right. Next, we're gonna need an adjective.
Hmm. 17.
I think we already used Pittsburgh, I want to say.
Numbers are adjectives.
17 will not count. That said, whoever.
Yeah, I think numbers are adjectives. Like, give me the two Cornish game hens.
I think. Chris?
That was so five of you. Anyway.
Thanks. I get it from my mom. Gone.
Fucking idiot.
Ooh, fucking idiot. Can that be it?
Oh, yeah. I think fucking idiot would be good.
Why'd you say my name?
Yeah, oh, yeah, true.
Okay, adjective, idiot.
Idiotic.
So I guess stupid. Or idiotic. Stupid, yeah. Here we go. There you go.
Oh, Dunsley.
Yeah, you can turn that in.
Idiotic.
Can we do Dunsley?
I got idiotic.
God damn, I do like Dunsley. That's pretty good.
Fine. Oh, my
sick.
God. Well, I think idiotic works.
Why did I
fine.
Ever bring this to you?
All right, change it back.
No. It's not good enough anymore. All right, now we need an alien creature.
Ooh.
Not a xenomorph. Sentient species, but a creature. We want to bring xenomorphs into
they
this?
We said spinions already, down. Right?
We did.
We did.
Yes.
We did use spinions. They're sentient.
Shit.
We want something that's non-sentient.
The alienians.
Yeah. Do we want something that's sentient or not?
No, more like an animal.
Okay. Do we want it to be sapient?
Like the Rancor.
Ooh.
Sentient, yes. Sapient, no. We have already made the sapient ones.
Oh, okay. Little fuckers?
I think little, yeah, like little critters, like a little critter or like
little
a
fuckers.
Gremlin.
It's just mogwai.
Are they going to be called, fuckers? Like P-H-U-K-E-R-S?
Ooh, Thai fuckers.
X, maybe.
Or does that sound racist?
I'm going to go ahead and put a bosh on that. Yeah, that's not going
to. It was when you. Not gonna fly. It wasn't until you mentioned it to me at least. I'm like, all right.
Okay, good answer. Good answer.
It wasn't until you said it out loud.
Yeah, you're thinking it. Well, you said it. No.
You're thinking it.
Yeah, I guess little fuckers, if there's nothing else better.
Some little fuckers?
I feel like I had a
some examples I could give you. Some examples I could give you from Star Wars would be like Rancor, Tauntaun, Porgs?
Yeah. Or yeah. Let's do Morgs.
Ooh, they're more porgs.
Which are, they're porgs,
they're
but more.
Minion porgs.
Oh, even better. They're
just... There it is.
There it is.
Porgs.
Perfect. I love that. That'll be our little right. Things that we sell and that are secret. On the new... Yeah, a little secret. No one listens to that part. Secret. Bleep that out.
Yeah,
bleep that out, editor.
We came up with right. Morgs. Don't tell anybody.
Yeah. we're don't worry. I'll cut this out. Don't worry. We'll save that for later.
Yeah, fair.
It's a surprise. Okay, I'm going to need an ing verb. Any verb ending with ing. So, an active verb.
Oh, we already used Jar Jar Binks, right? Damn.
Pittsburghing around.
Yeah, I agree. I suck at that one.
You know what? I'm doing it. I'm doing it. And then we've officially used Pittsburgh. Yes. And now we can't
perfect.
Use Pittsburgh anymore.
Pittsburgh, more like.
Pittsburgh. Oh. This on Pittsburgh. More like piss on Pittsburgh.
Yeah. At me, Pittsburgh. Just kidding. I love you guys.
And then I'm going to need a weapon.
A different weapon?
Mace?
A weapon, yeah. Mace?
Mace
nice.
Windu.
Like the
that's
like
funny
because
that could also be a name.
Pepper spray mace you're talking about, right? Or
ooh,
like
a Windu mace?
Ooh.
This is my, this is my Windu mace.
This was my
window maze.
This is my window maze.
It's mint condition. I don't open it.
Perfect, perfect. Okay, then next what we're going to need is an adjective.
No, I guess numbers don't fucking count.
Yeah, no, numbers don't count as adjectives, Dala. I'm sorry. I'm sorry you're so offended by that. But...
Yeah, when did they say that?
Fucking when did they come Biden up with over here?
It's the same.
Laws?
It was. Ugh. It was the same time. It was the same time they got rid of Pluto.
Of course.
So there's like one fell swoop. Yeah. Just like we'll do the Pluto thing. That everyone will be distracted.
Yeah, Pluto's not a thing anymore. The number we're kicking thing, it out of the solar no system. Numbers we're aren't kicking adjectives. Kicking it out of the solar yep. system. It's gone now, didn't you?
Yeah, look up. Did you see it? Can you see Pluto?
Have you seen
Pluto? Show me Pluto. Pluto. Point at it. No. Come on.
Show me Pluto.
Idiot.
Ding. Or I guess, ew. All right. Sorry, right, what would be adjective?
So, adjective, Pluto.
Wholesome.
Ooh.
Or cute.
Wholesome.
Cute.
Cuddly?
Kawaii?
Kawaii. Yeah, kawaii's good.
Kawaii.
It sounds
good.
Almost like a Star Wars character.
Let's do kawaii, yeah. I guess.
Like, yeah, can't all be poops and farts. They gotta be...
It's perfect like adjective. Kawaii.
Kawaii Adams. Kawaii. Like, that'd be like a good name.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, true. All right, let's get an emotion.
You know. I think like...
Indifference?
I think that's good.
Yeah, fair.
I'm going to put indifference.
The one I wanted was actually already used is the feeling when you have to hold in a fart, but we already used that, so.
Gestational gastritis.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. True, yeah.
Gastritis. All right,
and then I'm going to need an adjective again.
What are all these adjectives? What the hell? What are you, my English teacher? Jeez.
Things we need to be descriptive or else they're never going to take us seriously.
Fleshy?
I can't just be like, oh, and then that horse shows up. I have to be like, no, it's fleshy. A really good white horse. Fleshy.
Fleshy? I moist? Take
that. Want to do fleshy?
I'm just, ooh, moist. Oh, I'll take moist is good. I hope it's like so the driest thing though. So it's like moist dust. Moist. I don't know.
I think it's perfect.
I can feel it in my moist, bones.
Mm-hmm, my moans, mm-hmm. if you will. Perfect. That's what we call them.
Nice. So, yeah, my moans.
So now I'm going to need an adverb. So
now let's say I don't remember what an adverb is.
If you're running,
yeah, I was gonna say.
Running like uh-huh. swiftly, hazardously.
So it's like an adjective with an L-Y.
It's like something that describes a verb instead of a noun. So it's an adverb instead of adjective.
Oh, okay.
So it's like you have the verb, and then you do that verb in a way. So, passively, quickly, slowly.
Dumbly.
Oh, dumbly. That's good. Yeah.
There we go. Then let's get a verb, a regular verb. Any action?
No. No irregular verbs here?
No irregular verbs.
Damn. No.
Oh, yeah. That's good. Like, you know something?
Yeah.
Like, I knew it.
Hmm. Okay. Oh, I see. Yeah. No. K-N.
Cano.
Dumbly. No. Cano. Perfect.
Yeah. Sorry. Gable Day meant cano.
No, I didn't.
I did.
Now we're going to need an object.
An idea.
Ooh. I knew you were gonna do that. But let's do yeah, it. Perfect. I knew you were gonna do it.
We gotta put our stamp
somehow
in somewhere.
Somehow that sounds perfect.
Yeah, we gotta put
somehow.
You know, little somehow. George Lucas put Palpatine's THX. The yeah, he's been referencing his stuff, so we might as well do ours. You know.
Then we're gonna need an adjective again.
Palpable.
Palpable.
Mm-hmm.
Palpable.
Because you said Palpatine right. earlier, so it made me think.
Okay. Palpable.
Yeah. I like that. I think that's a good some good variance there.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm genuinely curious to hear this story at the script that we have.
It's gonna be good. It's gonna Can't be wait. Really
it's
good.
It's gonna be gorgeous. I Oscar promise winning. It's gonna be gorgeous.
This is gonna be the Oscar winning one.
Like,
it's gonna be gorgeous, it's gonna be engorging, it's gonna be good.
Palpable.
Mm-hmm. Very palpable.
Alright. I need an ING active verb. Actually, I'm going to need two of those.
Ooh, okay.
I'm going to need two.
We'll each come up with one.
That's perfect, yeah. Each of you give me one active verb with ing.
Active verb with ing. Oh, my God. Praying.
Sewing.
Praying? Got you. Praying and sewing.
Oh, my gosh.
Amazing. All right. And then I'm going to need a weather condition.
Sunny day. Increases fire attacks by 0.5.
Nice.
So with harsh sunlight.
Yeah, sounds good.
Because it says the sunlight got harsh. All right, and I need an object again.
Toyota Tercel. It's a different car. Toyota
you got Tercel. It. You got it. It's a different car.
I think that's really good.
It's a different car. And we're gonna get more money from sponsors. Yeah, you know, I'm gonna look on the bright side.
Yeah, that's like the only car they mentioned on like Hey Riddle Riddle too. I swear to God,
that's what like I was the like. The only time I've heard
that car. Toyota Tercel.
Yeah. Oh man, such a good.
All right.
Such a good car.
Now, we need a force ability, but not just a force ability. I need a new force ability.
Gun.
Let's get something new in there.
I know we already use gun. Damn it.
We are now. Unfortunately, we already the movie starts with gun. Yeah. You know that was the first slot thing we needed. So it's somewhere in the beginning already.
Yeah.
So.
Distension. Force distension. It's different than intestinal distension.
Ooh, force. Mm-hmm. It's true.
Force inflate. Force
constipation. Oh, ooh, floor. Force vor.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Oh. I don't know if I can ever, in good conscience, write that down.
All right, fair.
Force. Bottle cap opening.
Beer opening, bottle opening.
Force bottle cap opening. Yeah. All right.
I'm trying to remember the. This is for Gibbleton. The what is it? Auntie Donna, the Family Feud part where it's like, it's on the board. Show us it. It's on the board.
Yeah. Or... It's like things you put in your mouth. Yeah. Things you put in your mouth.
The whole show of the crown or whatever.
Yeah. A DVD box set of Lost.
Yeah.
The DVD box set of Lost.
It's on there.
You put the DVD box set of Lost in your mouth. Every morning I'll get up and I'll put the DVD box set in my mouth. Yum, yum, yum.
Was it? It's like Daniel Janual.
Yeah, the Daniel January one.
Janual and Danuary.
Danuary, this was. So we'll steal from that too.
Alright, so now we're gonna perfect. So we're gonna need another emotion now.
Hmm.
We already have indifference.
You have indifference.
Nonchalant.
Apathy?
Apathetic. That's the one I was trying to think of. Perfect. Yes. Apathetic.
Perfect. Okay.
I just love this movie. It's like all this explosions. Everyone's just flat faced. Like, whatever.
All right.
It's fine.
Now, I feel like every good movie's got to have somebody with a catchphrase, right? So I need a catchphrase.
Doobie doo doo.
Doobie doobie doo.
That's the way the cookie crumbles.
Keep it out my ass, Chuck.
Yeah. Chuck. Chuck, yeah.
Keep it out my ass.
Chuck.
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right, perfect. That's wonderful, honestly. Yeah. Now, I am going to need an adjective.
Chuck. Let me look at all my movies. Ooh.
I don't know if Chuck will work here for chunky. An adjective.
Chunky.
Interesting.
It's funny. I'm literally looking at like all the movies and books on my shelves for words. Like, inspiration.
There we go. And then we're going to need two more adjectives.
Ooh.
And we're done.
Okay.
Two more adjectives and we're done.
Untouchable.
Ooh, and touchable.
Yes. High five. I love it. This is the perfect combo.
Fuck. Awful. All right. Perfect. Honestly, perfect.
Thank God I have a movie of the untouchables on the fucking shelf.
All right. Are you guys ready to see the perfection that you have created?
Hell yeah. I'm down to fucking hear it. I hope there's background music.
So here's right? You can hear it right now, right? No. Yeah.
It's just the fart sound in the background over and over.
So you guys are gonna be, you know, Mr. Wars and Ms. Disney.
I'm gonna
practice Misney, yeah. Yes. I'm gonna practice the pitch. Alright, here we go. Screen opens. Gun!
Oh.
In the past 420 years,
the
galaxy has been healing. However, deep in the recesses of the Zeta Reticulum system on planet Earth, a new evil has emerged. Smeagol, a local tyrant, has conquered the neighboring systems of Splorg and Smegmars.
Smegmars, Jesus. I'm
sorry. They have seized the milk reserves for the galactic Biden.
God damn it. I love this because I forgot all.
Meanwhile,
yeah.
Yep. Meanwhile, Rey has settled on Octo, the greenish-blue homeworld of the Jedi. It's incredibly appropriate. She has started a new Jedi Order, now called Ye Old Jedi Order. She started with C-3PO, her first student and best friend. Mm-hmm. In time, 69 more people arrived to Octo, feeling the pull of the Force. Many of them came from different places and backgrounds, like there was a human... an alienian, and even a bibloid child from the Outer Rim.
Ooh, okay.
All pledged themselves to Ye Old Jedi Order and have been running Rey ragged.
Right.
One day, Rey is contacted by Snoodles. She is informed about the threat that Smeagol represents. And at the same time, Lorch Jukis, Rey's most carnish game pupil, is ready to become a knight. After 3.14 attempts and failures, they're
that's
sure to pass
many.
Their trial.
That's
this
not many
time.
Failures, honestly.
It's also like half a, or like less than half like, of an attempt.
That's probably like a day's few. Worth of attempts, honestly. That's pretty good.
Fuck it, we're done. Let's not even finish halfway through this one. Oh, shit. All
right. along the way, mm-hmm. a fleet of TIE fighter pirates ambush the pair. The pirates board them, but Rey Jar Jars them all until they surrender.
That makes sense.
While demonstrating the Jedi art.
In context of Star Wars now, that makes sense. You can Jar Jar something. True. You really can.
You can.
Yeah.
And while demonstrating the Jedi art of cheating at dice to Lorch. Nice. To disguise themselves, Rey and Lorch...
Perfectly.
Yep. To disguise themselves, Rey and Lorch then use barrels with suspenders to pretend to be the pirates. Huh. They will gain access to Smeagol by pretending to have captured two Jedi. Unfortunately, the villain suspects them as they rendezvous at the planet of Poopiter. Luckily, nice. because Lorch is a hemorrhoid, she could intestinally distend the plots and whispers with her spenis.
There's no problem. This is working perfectly. Canonically,
honestly,
making
it's,
sense.
Well, 100%. I think this is working amazingly.
Yeah,
this is going to be the best
retcons needed.
Ever
seen. No edits. Perfect.
You know, that's the one thing about Star Wars is that it always reminds you of your childhood, and this definitely reminds me of my childhood.
Exactly.
Yeah, fair.
All right. So, luckily, they narrowly escape after finding out about the plot. Or finding out about the betrayal and hide themselves among the citizens of this planet. Luckily, Poopiter is a Minecraft planet, so there are a lot of 2008 Jeep Grand Cherokees around to use for hiding.
It actually works. I was honestly, I'm a little upset because I was hoping they would be like, "Hey, quick, grab the Jeep Grand Cherokee and put it in your pocket and like, let's go." That's even better, honestly. It's too fucking perfect.
Yep, somehow it's we're getting pretty lucky. We're getting pretty lucky here, honestly. I knew this was a good idea. All right. Rey realizes then that her old friend, Jack H.M., lives here on Poopiter now, and she takes Lorch to meet with them. They find Jack H.M. playing Fortnite in his scissor shop that he owns and runs.
A fucking scissor shop.
I hope they're like lightsaber scissors.
Jesus. Absolutely not. They're just scissors. They are just scissors. Yeah. Uh-huh. Spizzers. Jack offers them information on where Smeagol and the Armada will be, and even offers to smuggle them in his Tupperware. Suddenly, the scissor shop is stormed by the Dunsley Morgues, a bounty hunter group looking for Jedi. Lorch tries to impress Rey by Pittsburghing through the air, just nice. Like Rey showed us.
Perfect.
But that is one was hit. Mine. But is hit by a Windu mace and knocked
out. That's my one that I did.
Rey is able to escape and carries Lorch on her back to a nearby transport. On the way to their final conflict, Rey contacts the Jedi Temple to update them, and Lorch awakens. Rey starts a new lesson on Kawaii meditation. She wants Lorch to let go of her indifference and embrace the moist nature of the Force. They arrive and start sneaking dumbly through the enemy base. They know their way into a vent and finally make it to the idea room.
Perfectly worked, funny enough, all three of those.
Yeah. The two Jedi confront Smeagol and his elite palpable troopers.
Sorry.
Nice.
I'm going to take a drink there in the meeting, too, just to, like, let them know I'm in control of the situation. Mm. It's a power play. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nice.
Rey reminds Lorch... A drink of hot piss. Yep. Rey reminds Lorch to trust her instincts and listen to the Force. And Rey and Smeagol are going toe-to-toe, lightsabers flashing. And Lorch is praying and sewing, successfully fighting off all the guards. Wow.
Okay.
Really talented. Yeah, right?
That's advanced technique.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Wow.
Good old Lorch Jukis, he's doing great. Rey's fight has taken her to the roof as Lorch gives chase, having dispatched all of the guards. Outside, harsh sunlight makes the fight complicated and difficult, and Smeagol uses a nearby Toyota Tercel to catch Rey off guard. However, Lorch arrives just in time to freeze the villain in place, his arm poised to strike Rey down. Lorch then screams in anger, allowing her to use the bottle cap opening by feeding on her own apathy.
Ooh, nice.
Smeagol is thrown from the roof, screaming, "Keep it out my ass, Chuck!" on the way down.
Good. Nice. That's perfect. Good. Okay.
It's perfect. As the wave of troops reach the roof afterwards, a chunky ship descends down, and we see Jack H.N. in the cockpit. Rey and Lorch climb aboard and set their course for the temple. An untouchable master and a touchable apprentice sit in contented silence.
Wait. Are those two different people or is it one?
Those are two. Okay. Those are Rey and Lorch. An untouchable master and a touchable apprentice sit in contented silence. Finally, one of them didn't die. Title card, a new beginning.
Ooh, could the title card say ye old beginning?
The only note we have from Misney.
I'm going to tell them we're going to have to change it from the old script's title. Because obviously our script
like Blue Harvest
requires
a
much more robust
title. Yeah, Blue Harvest was like the working title. You know, that's probably the same for them, I'm sure. I think perfect. Moly. I don't know.
Wow.
Just worked too perfectly.
Wow, gentlemen. I got to tell you. Yeah, I think we really, really locked into something here.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when award season comes around, you know, I'll thank you in my speech. Mm-hmm. And by thank you, I mean say nothing about you and collect all my money.
Dang. All right. Well, I hope it's problematic enough. I hope,
I'm just going to seal that in a little envelope and put a little stamp on there. And
it's okay.
Put that in the
box. It's okay. My
and put that in there.
I used an alias for my writing, so it's okay. So that script.
Kind of like Alan Smithy.
Yeah, so I don't think that script will be usable or will affect me at all, so it's okay.
No, fair.
I'll just make my millions off it, don't worry.
And in the bottom I put written by AI. So they'll think it's AI and maybe just think no one, uncredited.
You know, honestly, I'll let you do that because just in case, if this doesn't go over well, it might be good to just blame it on AI.
Yeah, I think,
write it in white ink.
I do think that us referencing those cars a little too much might be actually an issue, so maybe they wouldn't.
Who wouldn't want to be in a Star Wars movie?
Who would want to be in a Toyota Tercel?
Yeah, sponsored.
Want to be in a Toyota
Tercel?
So Tercel.
Spacious, and you could take it anywhere on, on roads, off roads.
No, I would.
Ooh. Fair. All
right.
Oh, well, I'll give you that.
Thanks, guys. Yeah. I do appreciate it. I still appreciate it. But is there anybody you want me to throw some shout outs to in the author's note on the script?
Shout out to my boy Jorg Lucas.
Woo.
Yeah. I'd also like to give another shout out to George Lucas. It's me, George Lucas's clone, Borg Luke. Lucas. Oh, hi, guys. Oh, hey, brother.
It's me. I'm Jorg Lucas.
I am
George Lucas's cousin from
Mario,
the Netherlands.
Mario, you're here. Thank God. Yeah. I want you to be my new movie.
Hi, it's me, Mario Van Peebles. How's it going?
Mario comes to Star Wars. Fuck,
dude,
we didn't put that in.
Are we gonna have to
rewrite this?
You already sealed the envelope. We only had one envelope.
Oh,
dude.
True.
We can't. God. We can't open.
Now,
it.
Now I'm gonna have to burn my mailbox down because I don't know how to get the envelopes.
You already scanned
us
once, but surely you wouldn't be able to do it again. You know what? Yeah, let's go ahead and rewrite this script.
Let's go ahead and give it.
I trust
shot.
You now.
In any case, anybody's wondering, I'm Jim Leader Nate. If you want to find me anywhere, in case you need some script doctoring skills, obviously I have the background and the skills. So, Carrie Fisher herself, I'm more about the script, about digging into the script.
What part of Carrie Fisher? Gotcha. Though. Mm-hmm. Her hair.
The cocaine.
Bulbain? Oh, that part.
Oh.
Anywho.
The living with James Blunt. Do you know she used to live with James Blunt? Yeah.
No.
They were like roommates.
Okay.
Quote unquote.
Okay.
And they were roommates.
Ooh, spicy.
You know, James Blunt was getting that Princess Leia-sy. That's disrespectful.
No. I knew have some respect for the dead. That's.
Yeah, come on. All the Star Wars fans now are mad at us.
Well, I'm talking about the fictional character, Darth. Wait, I was talking about the real person. Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. Just kidding, y'all. All right, everyone. Everyone have a good day.
Wait. Before you go, though, you can follow us at...
Bye, Gibble Day.
I run. I speed out of the room. I just fucking sprint.
Well, he got on this speeder, and he fucking...
Just a cloud of dust.
Holy shit. He really Jar-Jar'd out of here. Holy hell. Anyways.
He really Jar-Jar'd out of here, dumbly.
yeah, you can follow me and this is Dolly. You can follow me at dadala.art on Instagram and just posting art there. All right, jump into my Toyota Tercel and
oh, now they're both gone. It's just me and my 2008 Jeep Grand Cherokee. All right, bye everyone.
Pittsburgh. Oh, my God.